Wie ein Simen Tess Bov, Steve Bays. The halachas we will be learning are difficult halachas, and let us try to the best of our capability to explain them. Now, in Steve Bays it says as follows. Eino yochel likach akonof kemoyshe hu ima tzitziyos. A person, let's say, one konof of the talus is missing. And he has a konof with tzitzis in it already. And he wants to sew this konof to the beged. He wants to sew the konof to the beged. And now he'll have four tzitzis. He'll have four tzitzis on it now. Is Eino yochel likach akonof kemoyshe hu ima tzitziyot. He has a konof with tzitzis already. Uletofroi bebeged acher. We have to be medayik to the shyness of the machaba. So that means he has a konof with tzitzis in it already. And he wants to sew this konof to a beged that doesn't have a konof with tzitzis. And he wants to use the tzitzis which were previously attached to konof aleph. He wants to attach this konof, he wants to sew this konof to beged beis. And now it will have four tzitzis and all four knofes. But we have to understand the problem here. The problem is that on the fourth konof, the tzitzis were never put on this beged. These are tzitzis that were put on a different beged. And now he wants to use these tzitzis, which were never put on this beged, to pata this beged. Mishum da'al kanfei bigdeihem bo'ina. We need that the tzitzis should be put on the konof of their beged. And these tzitzis were put on a different konof, a konof of a different beged. The konof zeh lo yehoye mi beged zeh b'shas asiyah. So the mechaber is saying, we'll try to explain it later, but the mechaber is telling us as follows. I want to sew on a konof to a beged. And this konof already has tzitzis in it. And I want to use these tzitzis for the beged. Now, these tzitzis were never put on this beged. They were put on perhaps a different beged. So the Machabel says, so these tzitzis, which were put on a different beged, cannot patter this beged. And it's possible. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. What? Yeah, but we didn't. Yeah. Eina yochel. Ayin b'mogen Avrom sivkotn gimel. Umuchach midvorov. Dedavke konov she'ein boi shiel lehisatev. Now we're going to say two chidushim from the Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom says we are speaking about in a case that the tzitzis are on a konof, which the konof mitzadatme does not have a sheer beged. So the tzitzis are not on a beged at the present time. Perhaps before this konof came from a different beged, before the tzitzis were on a beged. This was a konof of that beged, beged B. The tzitzis were put on a konof of beged B. But these tzitzis were never put on the konof of beged A. So, and the konof mitzad atzmoi does not have a shield tzitzis. So that means the tzitzis are now not on a beged. a konov does never shear begit. So the Magna Brom says, Muchach mitvorov, the davke konov shein boi shear leisatek, the konov mitzad atzmoi does not have a shear itov, a shear of a begit. Va'av da osru b'gmor afilu memarzik amo alamo, the Gemara says this aloche, and we're speaking about the konov her an amo alamo, so we have to say, Gamzeh dain ein peshirit. If we have to say this, Amo alamo does not have a sheer begit, lindite, according to the Magen Avraham. Fine. Avol, now we're going to say chidushin. Avol im hoya bachaticha shir sheyeh boi kedei lehis atev. That means if I have material, I have a begit, that this begit has a sheer talus, that means whatever the sheer talus is, 22 by 22 inches, that's the sheer talus. So I have here a material 22 by 22 inches, that is a sheer talus. Now, so the tzitzis, which were put on this konof, even before, let's say, this konof functioned as a konof of a much larger beged, but al kaponim, this konof has a sheer talus, and the tzitzis on this konof, the tzitzis on this konof, are tzitzis of a talus. That means the tzitzis were put on a talus. I have here material 22 inches by 22 inches, which this is a sheer baguette, and the tzitzis were put on a baguette. So when we're speaking about the asiyas atzitzis, when they were first put on the baguette, the asiyas atzitzis were put on a baguette shel chiyuva. So now it's like this. So I have tzitzis which were put on a kosher beged. So let us think for 1 minute. When they were put on, there's no problem with those tzitzis because it was put on a kosher beged. Now I want to attach this beged to another beged. Now to this other beged, these tzitzis were never put on. I'm sewing now. Tzitzis, I have a bag, I have material 22 inches by 22 inches, and I have, the tzitzis were put on this material of 22 inches by 22 inches, which in Yisod is a kosher hatolet. It was put on a kosher talus. So when it was put on a kosher talus. But now I want to sew this baguette to a bigger talus. To a bigger talus. Now, let us think for 1 minute. The bigger talus, the tzitzis, which are on, so let us just say the case which we are speaking about to understand. The Magen Avraham says such a chiddush. The Magen Avraham says, if you have, let's say, a big talus, you have a big talus that is, let's say, 3 feet by 3 feet. We have here a big talus. Five, here we have big talus. I don't know. Okay, could be.
But you have to pull it the way you
left. yeah, so that's what I'm afraid. Yeah, okay. So I'll call upon him, but let us just say as follows. We have here, let's say here we have a big talus. We have a big talus. This is a big talus. And the talus theoretically ended here. Talus theoretically ended here, but there's no tzitzis over here. Fine. I have two tzitzis on these two corners, but here I don't have tzitzis by the end of talus talus. Now I have talus base, which also has a sheer tzitzis, and I put on, let's say, a talus base, two tzitzis over here. Now, so what do I have so far? So far I have no problems. I have talus aleph, which has two tzitzis on it. I have talus beis that has two tzitzis on it. Now, so each one, theoretically, is a kosher talus. This is 22 inches and this is 4 feet. So it's a kosher talus, no problem. But now I want to go and sew Talis Beis to Talis Aleph. Fine. So what is happening now? So now the Talis Aleph is now going to be gepatet from tzitzis that were never put on that beged. I didn't put on these tzitzis on the big talis. I put on the tzitzis on another talis. So now I'm using tzitzis that were, they're also yeredi, they were put on a different talis. Can these tzitzis patah the big talis? Can these tzitzis patah the big talis? That is the shaila. Because these tzitzis were never put on the big talis. They were put on the small talis. And now I sold the small talis to the big talis. And now I'm clearing if these tzitzis can patah the big talis. So the Magen Avraham says, he says, listen, are these kosher tzitzis? Kosher tzitzis, because they were put on a kosher talis. So since these are kosher tzitzis, and they were put on properly, so now these tzitzis can patah the big talis also. This is what the Magen Avraham says. This is one chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I am a Magen Avraham Sif Kotten Gimel. Let's jump down the line. Avol, im hoya bachatiche, the material I'm sewing to, I have a small beged, I'm sewing it to a big beged. Shir shiyia boy kedei lehis atayf. It was a muta letzarev oisle lebeged acher, afilo mtzitzi oisle. So since these are kosher tzitzis for the small beged, it will patter the big beged also, even though, since it's now sewn to the big beged, even though these tzitzis were not put on the big beged, so one could think that this is called a tasid elimin osi. That means these tzitzis were not made for that beged. They were made for a different beged. Now they're just sewn to the beged. Afar pike de Magen Avraham says, but if they were put on a kosher beged, so this is called kosher tzitzis. So now I'm attaching these two begodim together. So it's considered I have four tzitzis on all four corners, and each tzitzis that was put on properly. I put the bottom tzitzis on the kosher talis. I put the top tzitzis on the kosher talis. So the Magen Avraham says it is good. That's case number one. One chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Fine. Yeah. Avol hataz besivkotn gimel poligalzeva isa. Now the taz in sivkotn gimel holds. Let us just, because we're going to go to say that he's alochis, he's going to bring down the Magen Avraham and the taz. So let us, we have to understand what the taz holds. The taz holds as follows. The taz holds that, let's say, the big talus was cut over here, and now I'm taking a small talus, which has a sheer talus, and I'm sewing it on. So the Taz says, these tzitzis were never put on the big talus. These tzitzis were put on a small talus. So I'm taking fartike tzitzis, osidike tzitzis, and I'm sewing it on. I'm sorry. The mitzvah of tzitzis is you have to put on tzitzis on the beged. And this beged, I never put on these tzitzis. I put it on a different beged. So, Bekitza, so far we have a machloikis, the Magen Avraham and Taz. If we have, let's say, the Megashmet, if we have a big talus and a small talus, and I put, they have two tzitzis on the big talus, and two tzitzis I put on the small talus, and now I want to sew the small talus to the big talus. So the Magen Avraham says, since both are telesim, the tzitzis on both were put on the hechsher. I put on a talus, two tzitzis. So since both are the hechsher, so even though these tzitzis were not put on the big beged at all, no problem. There's no problem whatsoever with this. And the Taz says, no. You have to put on the beged I'm using. You have to put on the tzitzis on that beged. I'm sorry, these tzitzis were put on a different beged.
Now you're sewing it together. That doesn't help. You can't put on tzitzis on a baguette by sewing it to the baguette. You have to put the tzitzis in the baguette. These tzitzis were put in this bag. So we have here, Amachlokes, the Taz, the Magen Avraham. The Taz says that it's no good. The Magen Avraham says it is good. Whose logic did you want to understand? Whose logic? No, there's a Machlokes. Which logic you understand? What? So what do you hold? It should be good or it should... What are you asking? It should be good or it shouldn't be good? It shouldn't be... So because... So the Taz says, but the tzitzis are putting two talises together. But the tzitzis on the small... Listen, the tzitzis on the small talis were never put on the big talis. So it can't pata the big talis. I can only... The only way tzitzis can pata a baguette if you put tzitzis in the baguette. This is a different baguette. These tzitzis of the small talis were never put into the big baguette. So it can't pata the big baguette. That's a different sort of guy. Here we're talking about... No, but you need both, but there's one halacha, you have to put tzitzis into the baguette. So the Magen Avraham says, as long as it was put into a baguette shel chiyuv, so put tzitzis in a baguette shel chiyuv. So these tzitzis are good. Now I want to make the baguette longer and sew the two begotten together. No problem. Because each tzitzit was put into a baguette shel chiyuv. The small talis also is a sheep baguette. That's the Magen Avraham shita. As long as it was put into a baguette shel chiyuv. So it was put in. So it's called good tzitzit. Now I'm extending and making a big talis. I'm sewing two together. So what is it? But you have four kosher tzitzit. The Taz says no. The baggage you wanted to pater has to, you have to put the tzitzis in that baggage. I'm sorry, you didn't put, you have a small towel and a big towel and you're sewing it together. So the tzitzis are the two bottom tzitzis, let's say, on the small towels were never put into the big towels. So you can't pater the big towels. Let's put it in the small towels. Very good. But now you have one big towel and the four tzitzis has to pater the whole towel. Can't pat to the whole talus because the four tzitzis were not put into the whole talus. The two tzitzis were put into a small talus, the other two were put into a big talus. That's the machlokes that Taz and Magen Avraham. Now let us go a little further. Oh, so now we're in Simen Tazayim. Tazvov, I'm sorry, Tazvov. Now the Mishnah Berurah is Tazvov, Sivkot and Vov. Now, so we said like this. So now let us again see the Losh and the Machabah. You can't take a konof to get if the tzitzis are in it already. And here we're talking about, the Magen Avraham says, we're talking about that this konof does not have a shir talus. Doesn't have a shir talus. So therefore, the tzitzis are not for a talus. And I want to sew it onto a talus. It will not help. What if I have material? I have a big talus that, let's say, has two tzitzis on it. And now I take a small talus without any tzitzis on it, and I sew it on to this big talus. Now I extended the size of the talus. If it has a minimum shear of three etzboys, that gives it a shame baguette. So I'm attached, so this becomes an extension of the big talus. So there's no tzitzis at all. So what did I do? I extended the baguette, and now I'm putting on tzitzis on the bottom chalet. That means the tzitzis which were on the big baguette, we're talking about the new case now. I had, let's say, two tzitzis on the old baguette, and I want to extend the old baguette. I'm adding material to the old baguette, and this material is for Gimbalet's voice. So now I'm sewing it to the big baguette, and now I put tzitzis in. So this material becomes an extension of the big baguette. and I'll put in two tzitzis, let's say, on the material which I just sold to the beggar. There was no tzitzis on. That's kemalta. So, and these tzitzis are good. What's wrong with the top tzitzis are good because I put them into a beggar that's high the tzitzis. Zogt the Mishnah Berurah. But, when we go, and so it's like a cloud. V'davkim koidim sh'nischaba lo ha-konof o yegam kein v'aschiyuvi kein sh'loi nikra mimeno ha-konof b'igo. Aval im nikra mimeno b'igo v'nasis b'asgimu v'niftaro mitzitzis tach lahate kol ha-tzitzis latila mi-chodesh ha-cha sh'nasis b'asalat di-lapochia v'tasa v'loi min-o-osik. Now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Let us say I hear this big talus and a chalik of the bottom of the talus was cut off. But it was cut off circularly. That means there's an eagle now. So now, before I add on the new baguette, so let's say it was cut off like a circle, so I don't have four knuffers. I only have two knuffers, three knuffers. I don't have four knuffers. The minute, and now I want to sew a chalik of the baguette to this, I want to extend the baguette, and now we have another two knuffers. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but listen, the minute it got torn and it was torn the eagle as a circle, so then this is a beged bas base knuffers, bas gimel knuffers. So the minute this beged became a bas gimel knuffers, so these sisters became puzzle already. These sisters became puzzle. So now you're going to sew, we just said before, if you sew an extra baguette and you want to extend the baguette, no shayla. He says, no shayla. If till now the talus, the big talus did not become possible. But if the big talus became possible because you made it a circle, there's a circle over here, there's no knuffers. So now these two tzitzis are not on a baguette of talus knuffers. Because I made it circling. So my mail, and now you'll have to take off these two tzitzis and put them on again after you sew this chalik, because these tzitzis became possible. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Now, so ich lahate kol tzitzis latil mechodesh achesh nasis bastal yilafochi v'tase v'loi minos. Now the Mechaber said, the Mechaber was Mechadik Medayik his Losha. The Mechaber said that I have a beged, a small beged with tzitzis, and I want to, so let's again go to what the Mechaber is speaking about. The Mechaber is speaking about I have a small piece of material. It doesn't have a sheer beged, that's Yizich is speaking about that. And I want to attach this beged, the small piece of tzitzis in it, to the rest of the beged. So, since the tzitzis that were put on this beged, it doesn't have a teres beged. It doesn't have a sheer beged. So, I want to pattern this beged with these tzitzis. These tzitzis are apostle tzitzis because they were not put on a beged. Were not put on a beged. But the Mechaber says, because they were put on a different beged. So these tzitzis can't pata this beged. But there's a diyuk from the Mechaber, a murdik a diyuk. What will the din be? Let's speak about such a case. I had a talus, about the four tzitzis on all four corners. Then this chalik got cut off. This chalik is three etzbois. Doesn't have a sheer beged. Now, this is not a beged, that's for sure. Now I want to sew this beged to the big beged, and I want to use these stitches. But this is the same beged. I mean, this was once the same beged. It got cut off in the meantime. So the Mechaber holds, and that we see from his Lashon, the Mechaber holds, since when these stitches were put on, before it got torn off, these tzitzis were put on the kashrus for this beged. It was put on the kashrus. Then something happened. It got cut off. So if I'm attaching this chalik of the beged to and sewing it onto the rest of the beged, since these tzitzis, we have to look what how these tzitzis, when they were put on in the beginning, they were put on for this beged. They were put on for this beged. So, but it got cut off. So now I'm sewing it on. So the Mechaba would think, if these tzitzis were put on for this beged, and I sew it back on, it will be good. It will be good. I mean, so, because this was once the same beged. So, even though it got cut off, but if I sew it back on again, it will be mutter. That's what the Mechaba says. That means, when is it no good? If I took material from a different talus, so the tzitzis in the small talus were never put onto this beged, And at the present time, I'm not putting it on this beged, I'm just sewing the small knuffis to the big talus. So then the Mechab also can't patter. Because I can't patter this talus with tzitzis that were put on something which is now not a beged. I can't patter the talus. But if this was once put on this talus, and then it got cut off, so by sewing it back, I can't say these are possible tzitzis because this was once put on this talus. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Avolim yiltze lechaber hakonef la beged shenikra mimeno. That means if you want to attach this small material, which is 3 esboys, it doesn't have a shibet, but I want to attach it to the beged, which was once part of that beged. So these tzitzis were put on this beged bekashus once upon a time. And got cut off. Shenikra mimeno. Afilu im nikra legami. It's completely cut off. It's not, nothing is attached. It's completely cut off. You don't have to take off the tzitzis. Everything is kosher v'yosha. So now I'll say, listen, the big beged is using tzitzis which were not put into the big beged, so it's not true. Kivin, the tchilas as Yosef beged zayi bekashra. No, these tzitzis were made for that beged. It got cut off. So, but the tzitzis, since theoretically when they were put on, for the big beged. So even though they got completely separated, as long as I sew back the small chaylik to the big beged, these tzitzis will patter. That's the shitas hamechava. Yeah, given the tzitzis of Yosef begedzer, you bekashus, I put in once these tzitzis for the whole beged. Again, he's saying that you have to say that the beggar did not become a baskim or knuffus. I didn't make any of the corners round. The canalbas have gotten low. The gam davki makonek machzik al kaponim gimel al gimel. The chesamuch siv dalit. Kol ze hu lidas ha-shulchanoruch ma-mogin avon b'sivkot m'gimot. This is what the Mechaber holds, and the Mechaber was very specific. The Mechaber said, I can't take a piece of material from the tzitzis in that piece of material. It was put in from a different beged. Those tzitzis were never put in for this beged, and I want to sew it together. That's called Minhaosli. I'm taking particle tzitzis and sewing it onto this beged. But if the tzitzis were from this beged and it was cut off, so the Mechaba holds it's good, and Magnav Rom holds it's good. Is the Mechaba? Yes. Avol, hataz besivkot ngibmu poisik, שאינף כמינו בין אם הצרף לבגדך או איזה גוף, הכל הוא בכל טסה ולא מינו עושה ויש לאחמד חיים פוסק בדרך החיים. The task says, the minute it got cut off, don't tell me past history, it was once put on this beged. That's past history. But now, this got separated from the beggar. It's not called a new beggar. This is not what once was, is non-existent anymore. So now, you have tzitzis which now are no more, were not mutal for this beggar. They really got separated from this beggar. So Mamela, if you sew it on, it will not help. So the Taz is Machmel, not like the Machaba, and he holds it off. So far. Yeah. And he says, we should be Machmel and not be Mekel like the Machaba, the Magnabuch. Now, let's go further. Talis mitzayetzes kehilchoso shechilkuha lishtayim. Now, we have here a talis. We have a big talis. And he cut the talis in half. He had a big talis, and he cut the talis in half. U'b'chol chelik yesh boi shir lisatei. And now each chelik of the talis, also has a shir talis. It was a big talis, and now, so is a shir lisatei. V'nishar l'chol achas mehem titzis achas oishtayim. So now I had a big talus. I cut it in half. And on each half, I have two titzis on each half. Ein by mishum tasi v'loi min ha'osi. So there's no problem of tasi v'loi min ha'osi. And exactly what the Mechaba is speaking about, we have to see in the Mishnah Berurah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol chaylik. Avol im ein b'chol chelik kedei lihisat. What if I cut a talus in half and in each there's not in each chelik a shiritus. K'mayshu shriach b'talisus k'tanim shalono. You take a talus cotton and cut it in half. Shenizchal kolishtav ein b'em shiritus. Now nizbato mehem take it a mitzvah tzitzis. So now. If after you cut it in half, we'll see. If you don't have a shield talus in both, so I couldn't talk. So now everything is possible. I mean, now this is, if both don't have a shield talus, so now, so this is tzitzis for apostle or talus, this is tzitzis for apostle or talus. So whatever you want to do, you can't use these tzitzis anymore. Because at the present time, this is apostle of talus, both apostle, and Mamela you can't use. That's number one. This bottom and take of a mitzvah sits. V'im yirtze achakach larzer lechaber chelik echel lechaber elishah chaticha. Now what is, he just found out that now everything is possible. So he wants to sew it back together again. Two cases. Case number one, he wants to sew back the same pieces together. Or case number two, he wants to sew, but he wants to make a bigger talus. Tzorich lahata mitchila kol hatzitzis. Whatever you want to do is gevaldik, but at the present time, if both pieces don't have a shir talus, so now you have tzitzis on something that is not a talus. So the tzitzis became bottle. Just like if you cut off one of the corners. So it sits on three knots. It's possible it sits. So if each piece does not have a sheer talus, so all these sits became possible. You want to rectify what you did. So take out the sits number one, sew it together, so or make, and then put in the sits again. That's if both chalokim do not have a sheer talus. Now, v'im chelik echot yesh boi shir itov. What is, if one chelik is a shir itov, v'echot ein boi, yeah, and one chelik doesn't have, ein tzorich lahaterak mehachelik she'ein boi. Now, v'acha kach yato boi mechadosh, now, he just said now in Sharatzim, he explains himself. Now, what happened over here? We had here a big talus. He cut it. This chelik, the top chelik has a shir tzitzis. So these two tzitzis are gemaltic. No problem. It's tzitzis of a kosher talus. This chelik is not, this chelik does not have a shir. Now, we just learned before, there's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham said, these tzitzis, don't look at it now, that it doesn't have a shir talus or the apostle tzitzis. These tzitzis were put in to the whole talus. Look in the beginning. These tzitzis, after the soul, these two halakim together, these tzitzis were put into a kosher talus. So if I sew them together, it's good. The taz held. No. The minute you cut this off, forget what happened before. That's past history. Now, these tzitzis are a chelik of a talus that doesn't have a shir beged. So, according to the taz, you want to sew this together, but you have to take out these tzitzis, and after you sew it together, you put it back together. That's according to the taz. According to the Mogen Avraham, if this is the same beged from before, so these tzitzis are good because they were once put in for the whole beged. These tzitzis were put in l'chatchila for the whole beged. Even though they were cut off, the minute you sew back on again, I can look retroactively and it'll be good. So let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, ואם חלק אחד יש בישיר איתו, ואחד אין בוי, אין צורך להתר רק מחלק שאין בוי. ואחר כך יתו בוי מחודש, אחר שיסחבו החלוקים יחדו. So the Sharetzin says, דרך החיים הוא סביר לכעתס. He holds like the tas. He said, we should be machma like the tas. שכספתי בוי סקוינם, אבל המוגן אברום שם אין צורך להתר. According to the Mogen Avraham, if this is the same beggar, and when these tzitzis were put on previously, these tzitzis were put on for the whole beged. So these tzitzis are kosher tzitzis for the beged. Now it got cut off. So it got cut off. Now it's no good. You'll sew it back on again. So I can use these tzitzis for the beged. That's the Mogen Avraham. But the Mishpul says one should be machma like the tzitzis. Now let's go a little further. Now, ein boy, mishum tase v'loy minosi. והציציס שנשארו אין שם פסול עליהם, כי אם יש בהם כדי שיריתו. ותראה זה שיריתו. אוקיי. אם ירצה יוכל לצרף לאויסי החצי, so let's say he cut a talus in half, and each half is a shir talus. So in that half, he cut it in half, מבגד אחר. So now he can take. Now he wants to make the talus larger. Me beged acher. Well, I say tzitzis chadoshim al aknofes achadoshim. So he can do that. I mean, the first tzitzis are kosher the tzitzis, and now he's adding on to the beged. So put on the tzitzis became one big beged. And the tzitzis, the new tzitzis, were pata. V'chosh ken shiochal asis min achatzi talus ole. If you want, he cut it in half, and now he wants to put out two tzitzis on the other side of the half of the beged. Then he should be tzitzis like novus al chadoshim. But the gemara is good. V'mirtzu lechaber achalokim shnischalku echad lechaver. What is he wants to put together both chalokim? Yesh oimrim. The tzorech mitchila lahatar atzitzis minachelik echot, v'achar kach yitzverenu, v'achar yitzverenu yakru b'yitzitzis. Now, one sheet is, and this is the sheet of Sataz, the minute got cut off, so the tzitzis in each side will not part to the other side, because it got cut off already. So the Taz says, but if you take off the tzitzis from one side, so then I will consider that this is an extension to the other side, and I'll put in these new tzitzis, and it will be good. Dim lo yater ha b'mechal tasa v'loy minosi. Avo roi v'achroine mekilim, v'soivim v'zeh lo ha b'mechal tasa v'loy minosi, because there's two factors. Factor number one, each chelik is a shir talus. Factor number two, this is the same talus that was before, I'm just got separated, not putting back again. To take off the two of the tzitzis that you're adding on, and then to put them on again.